Some challenges to harvest as we move through the rest of this week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at that Iowa Ag Weather Update, brought to you this time around by Vetter Equipment. With a huge selection of new and used equipment, stop by any one of their 12 Iowa locations to take a look or browse online anytime at vetterequipment.com. Take a look at the setup here. Moisture is going to be key to watch for the rest of this week. We're starting off here on Wednesday with a minor area of low pressure trying to meander through northern parts of Missouri. This looks like it's part of a bigger warm front spreading all the way from the eastern Corn Belt back to a strong weather system in the Intermountain West, right now in Wyoming and down into parts of northern Colorado. So this little low is going to spawn showers and thunderstorms over southern parts of the state here through later today and tonight, slowly but surely moving northward. I think the initial moisture out of this little warm front trying to move through is going to be anywhere from a tenth to probably 1 inch, with coverage around 60% of the state of Iowa. Again, focusing through the nighttime hours tonight and later today on the southern half of the state, then continuing to lift north through your Thursday before we take a little bit of a pause. We're going to dry slot into southern tier counties of Iowa tomorrow afternoon, and even moisture up north starts to die out a little bit. Don't get fooled. This is just going to be a quick little pause. Another significant round of moisture kicking out as we move into the Friday time frame, actually starting in the pre-dawn hours Friday, and that's going to lead to a very, very wet Friday afternoon to Friday evening time frame. Rain and thunderstorms. Some of those storms in western Iowa could be strong to severe. Rain totals out of the second wave, anywhere from a half to 1.5 inches, and coverage will be 100% of the state. Now, late Friday evening into the overnight and early Saturday, we see lingering moisture more in northern tier counties than in the south, but it's only going to be a few hundredths to a tenth or two. Drying is going to try and work in for Saturday, but it's coming with colder air as well. Maybe not right away Saturday morning and afternoon, but by late Saturday afternoon and evening, we're starting to see north winds dominate. We are chilly for Sunday with sunshine coming back. Canadian high pressure sets up just to our west and northwest. That will keep us dry into the start of next week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at this point, I think fully dry. Excellent evaporation. We probably hit anywhere from a quarter to maybe a third of an inch of evaporation per day. More so in the Tuesday, Wednesday time frame than Sunday, Monday, because evaporation is helped by warmer temperatures, and those show up at midweek. But we've got another frontal boundary getting ready to move through overnight next Wednesday night into Thursday. Not as heavy of rain, but still moisture. That means we're not drying. Anywhere from a few hundreds to probably 4 or 5 tenths, coverage around 70% of Iowa. Behind it, then, we are dry for the balance of the afternoon Thursday the 19th, and we stay dry through the 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Have to watch for another round of cool air to come north out of Minnesota and the northern plains. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. Have a great rest of your day. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin.